I saw that you wanted to shake hands. I activated the wrist on the system. I turned the wrist around so that the hand was at the right angle. I deactivated the wrist. I then opened the hand and then changed the pattern on the hand to make sure that I had the right grip pattern so that I could shake hands. And then when our hands met, I gave the hand the signal to close so that we could shake hands.
That does sound like quite a process. A series of things you're doing before you're actually at that point where we can shake hands. Does that mean that your life these days, you're having to think a lot more about even the tiniest of things that you want to do with your hand?
Yeah, well, I mean, realistically, if you look at your hand, you've got over 30 nerves, you've got loads and loads of bones in there, you've got several muscles, and they all work instinctively. I'm using this using just two muscles, and the combination in which I twitch them, the order that I twitch them, how strongly I twitch them, whatever, that controls the prosthetic. So it's a totally different mindset from normal use of an ordinary hand. I say ordinary, I should say human hand. It's totally different.
I'm guessing what you've done is you've thought about a certain action and then analysed what you would need to do to be able to do that.
Yeah, to take a simple thing, to take a lid off a sugar bowl, lift up a sugar bowl, and turn it so that you can take a teaspoon of sugar out. For you or anybody using your ordinary, normal human hands, three or four moves, and that's it. For me to do that with this, it's around about 12 individual moves and steps and controls done. They have to be done in the right order, in the right sequence, at the right time. Otherwise, you drop the jar or you twist it when you shouldn't twist it or you spin it around or whatever. So it's just to take a lid off a sugar jar, pick it up to get a spoonful of sugar out. It's 12 moves. So consequently, as you are always thinking all the time, it does tire your brain out after a while. You do get quite tired.
Take me through what happened in the beginning and where you are now. It's been a long process that's spanned something like 5 years, I think.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I had an accident where I caused quite a lot of damage to my arm. Initially, we tried to repair it. We had several operations, and the hand just wouldn't repair. It was pretty badly damaged. So after about 6 months, I looked at what was likely to be happening in the future, and I think I was looking at probably 10 years' worth of hospital operations, etc., to try and get some sort of hand. And again, it would have been an assist hand. It would have not been able to do most of the things that I'd been able to do previously. So I just figured, well, rather than lose ligaments from my feet and bone from my other leg, et cetera, to try and repair it, we'd be better off to have the thing taken off.
Having this arm,
right,
I'm guessing, has done a lot for you. It's transformed the situation that you were in to where you are now. But before you had it, you must have had a lot of situations where you were really frustrated, and that must have been very difficult in life, really, day to day. Describe for us the change and the difference that it's made.
I smile a lot more. I do smile a lot more now. I think for a long time I was in a really dark place. I was an angry person, very frustrated, very short-tempered, very cross. In a very dark place where I really didn't want to be here. And then, you know, things started changing, and I got the first bionic hand, and that was good straight away. You know, you start to come back to some feeling of being normal, I guess.
If I said to you, explain to me what the situation would be like if it was me and I was you, even the simplest of things you were saying are things that you couldn't do before.
Imagine you've got your non-dominant hand, whichever it is, your left hand, your right hand, put it in your pocket. Now, imagine that your other elbow is really, really, really itching, and you just want to scratch it. And all you can think about is scratching that elbow, but you haven't got a hand to do it with. You're looking for trees, you're looking for walls, tables, pavements, anything with an abrasive surface just to scratch your elbow. That's how frustration it is. I mean, me, you can hear the noise now. That's me scratching my elbow. I couldn't do that last year. I hadn't been able to do it for almost 6 years. That's a long time to have an itchy elbow.